Recorded Books presents Lethal Horizon by Jason Casper. Narrated by Corey M. Snow. The gigantic challenge is the magnitude of the individual differences in the optimal set point for good stress. For one person, it's doing something risky with your bishop in a chess game. For someone else, it's becoming a mercenary in Yemen. Robert M. Sapolsky. Welcome to Project Longwing. David Rivers. 1. Aden, Yemen. The empty city streets were a world of green shadows through my night vision as I followed Worthy alongside a low building, inhaling warm night air that bore aromas of spice, lingering car exhaust, and salt water from the nearby Sea of Aden. As the point man crossed an alley outlet to our left, I heard multiple dogs barking in objection to his presence. I broke into a run and raced to the corner ahead, fearing that after everything my team had been through in the past couple years, it would be a pack of stray mongrels that got us killed. We'd been dropped off in civilian vehicles 10 minutes earlier, choosing our insertion point just outside the ring of an early warning network in the structures surrounding our target building. Since then, we'd utilized meandering alleys and narrow back streets to approach our target, avoiding main thoroughfares along a route that had been meticulously chosen to evade CCTV and law enforcement. Aside from a few encounters with the peripheral glow of flickering sodium vapor streetlights, we'd been successful in infiltrating undetected, but that was all about to go out the window if the damn dogs woke up anyone in the surrounding buildings. The barking continued as I reached the corner and lifted my suppressed HK416 assault rifle from beneath a shawl draped over my right shoulder. Pivoting to face the alley, I flipped the selector lever from safe to semi-automatic. 4 dogs were advancing in a tight pack, the largest in the lead. I fired twice into the alley, and the dogs went silent and fled as a duo of subsonic bullets cracked into the pavement a few meters ahead of their alpha male. They scampered out of view while I conducted a tactical reload, stowing my partially expended magazine into a dump pouch for later use and transmitting to my team. Warning shots were good. A quick rearward glance assured me that Ian, Riley, and Cancer were keeping pace, and by the time I faced our direction of movement, Worthy had already continued slipping alongside the building ahead. Pulling the shawl over my weapon, I hastened to follow him. Our armored plate carriers and their attendant pouches of magazines, grenades, and medical equipment were concealed by black tobes, traditional Yemeni robes that hung down to our ankles and had been modified with access cutouts and Velcro seams for hasty removal. Combined with the shawls around our heads and necks, the local attire provided some degree of discretion for any cursory observers, and if necessary, we could remove our night vision to blend in more fully. But it appeared we wouldn't have to. The good news about a nighttime raid was that every civilian, from the lowliest street urchin to the highest-ranking politician in the displaced government, was currently sleeping off the effects of their afternoon high from chewing the stimulant leaves of khat, an otherwise benign flowering plant whose use in Yemen exceeded epidemic proportions. I followed Worthy another few meters along the back street when my night vision glared with a sudden flash of light, and I was in the process of maneuvering my HK416 from beneath the shawl when my radio earpiece crackled to life. "Freeze," Riley transmitted. "Suicide right above you." By the time he finished the message, it was redundant. I held my rifle at a near-vertical orientation, aligning the suppressor with the metal grid of a balcony floor 20 feet overhead. A man stepped onto the balcony, the profile of an AK-47 appearing in stark relief against the interior lights flooding the open doorway behind him. He'd clearly been summoned by the barking dogs, but I couldn't make out any night vision over his face. Functioning streetlights were in short supply in Yemen, and I was certain the rest of my team had already tucked themselves into the deepest shadows they could find. In the meantime, I steadily aimed my HK-416 at the intersection of the guard's legs.
Sample complete. Ready to continue?